glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
What a blessing to have the opportunity to speak about Jesus and invite our friends, neighbors, and all of our listeners around the world to consider Him and His teachings. We are honored to have the privilege of sharing this week's edition of Moments of Inspiration with you. We want to encourage our listeners to share this program with us each week. We again remind you of the many study materials we have available through correspondence. We hope you will take advantage of them and the blessing they can bring.
The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed, they're not mine at all. Jesus, only let me use them to brighten my life, so remind me.
Have you ever studied the life of King Saul? In the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel, we have the biblical record of this man becoming the king of Israel. And we have some of the events that happened during his reign as the king over God's chosen people. If you are not familiar with the history about this man and his rule over Abraham's descendants, you will be discouraged by reading what the Bible records. You see, Saul has been handpicked to be the leader of God's people. God was not pleased that his people wanted a king. He knew that they were abandoning his leadership and choosing that of a king. They wanted to be like other nations. So they asked for a king, and God gave them their wish. But he selected Saul. And at the time of his selection, the record could not be more complimentary of the man. He was an obedient son to his father. He was willing and able to help his father with the care of their livestock. He was very respectful in every way. He had a striking stature, the scripture says, that he stood head and shoulders above other men. Saul not only physically stood up so high, but his demeanor and his nature were honorable as well. When it came time for him to be anointed king over the people, he was humbled by the honor and the exalted place that was being bestowed upon him. He was a man who depicted the nature and character of humility and meekness. Christ teaches that these qualities are vital virtues for his followers, and so Saul was a great example of a person who would be like a faithful Christian. But soon Saul's story changes, as does his moral character. Power, fame, and authority of being king adversely affected Saul and his judgment. He soon became arrogant and haughty. Instead of seeking to please God, he disobeyed the Lord by choosing to do what he desired. God rejected Saul as king because of his disobedience, and Saul became bitter. His jealousy ate on his emotions like a cancer. He then lived for the most part of his life in an angry rage. His mind was filled with fear and suspicion. He trusted no one, especially the God whom he had earlier reverenced. Saul's departure from God's way led him far away from God himself, and at the end of his life there was no peace and comfort. God was not near to him in dealing with life or his death. Reading 1 Samuel's account of Saul's reign as Israel's king can teach us many things. It can warn us of how the world can influence us. Saul's young life was influenced by those who led him to be honest and humble and obedient. The rank of king, with its honors and authority, quickly led this man away from the teachings of his youth. The same can happen to any of us who are taught to live a Christian life. Saul's account also teaches us that obedience is essential in staying near to God. An obedient life is one that allows God to lead and guide, but in disobedience we lose His guidance and His approval. Another thought that comes from Saul's life is that once we become disobedient to God's will, it sometimes, often, it leads to more and more sins. Saul not only sinned against God earlier in his life, but not long before his own death, he murdered many of God's priests who were innocent of what he accused them of doing. In Romans chapter 6, the Apostle Paul teaches Christians that once we have committed ourselves to baptism into Jesus Christ, having become a new person through this spiritual birth, we are dead to sin. We cannot think that we would continue to live in a sinful manner. The bondage of sin has been broken, and the freedom to serve God in righteousness is ours. The reason for this change is one's wholehearted obedience to the doctrine of Christ. I think of Saul's constant battle with fear. He lived every day in fear of others. His fear controlled him. God offers a much different life for all who are living in relationship with Him and with His Son, Jesus Christ. The Apostle John wrote that perfect love casts out fear. Jesus said to His disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor let them be fearful." He told them, "My peace I give to you." We can live every day with a peace that passes understanding. We can have great peace even in our times of trial and sorrow. Why? Because He's with us. I hope that our devotional thoughts will lead you to meditate upon your relationship with God. Jesus Christ came to this earth so that we can choose to live in a loving relationship with the Father in heaven. We'd like to help you make that choice if you have not done so.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then touched me. Oh, he touched me. He touched me. And oh, the joy, wonderful joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, and since he cleansed and made me whole, well, I will never cease, I'll never cease to praise him,
to praise him.
I'll shout it while eternity rolls.
He touched me.
Oh, he touched me. He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of his glory.